Imagine a world where your social cast determines everything about your life, your job, your spouse, even what you eat. Now imagine being the one person who could change it all. America's Singer never wanted to enter the Selection, a bachelor-style competition for Prince Maxon's hand in marriage. Yet as one of the final four contestants, she finds herself caught between two loves and at the center of a brewing revolution that could reshape the entire kingdom of Ilia. The palace walls glitter with opulence while rebels plot outside, and America's heart remains divided between the charming Prince Maxon and her first love, Aspen, now serving as a palace guard. What began as a reluctant participation in a royal dating game has evolved into something far more dangerous, a fight not just for love, but for the soul of a nation. As rebel attacks intensify and the competition narrows, America must decide not only whom she loves, but what kind of leader she wants to become in a kingdom teetering on the edge of collapse. The selection narrows to four distinct contenders: America, the fiery five with revolutionary ideas; Chris, the proper three who follows protocol perfectly; Celeste, the manipulative two accustomed to privilege; and Elise, whose new Asian connections could strengthen Alea's alliances. During a rebel attack, Queen Amberlee reveals that the crown is heavy, and only those who've competed for it truly understand its weight. Her closest confidants became her former competitors. The dynamic shifts when Celeste surprisingly arranges a spa day using products from her modeling connections. During this bonding, the girls discuss their fears about rebels, hopes for Ilia, and personal dreams. This newfound sisterhood proves vital as danger escalates. The girls begin warning each other of political pitfalls, sharing intelligence about rebels, and supporting one another during public appearances. Their unity, forged in competition but strengthened through shared danger, becomes their greatest asset, proving fierce competitions can create the strongest bonds. The palace faces two rebel factions, violent Southerners and mysterious Northerners. In a secret meeting, Northern leaders August and Georgia reveal August is a direct descendant of Gregory Ilia, the kingdom's founder. They've established a northern community and believe Maxon wants to eliminate the caste system. Their unexpected demand? Pick her, pointing to America. The rebels view America as a symbol of change who defends her maids, supported her caned friend Marley, and challenges castes. Georgia values how America stands up for those who can't speak for themselves, though America insists these were selfish acts. As attacks escalate, America boldly tells citizens on national television to fight against the rebels, directly contradicting the king and marking her as both threat and potential revolutionary leader. America later secretly meets the northern rebels again, bringing Princess Nicoletta of Italy. She proposes Nicoletta could provide untraceable funds to arm the northern rebels against the southern threat, a treasonous alliance that endangers America, but might be the kingdom's only hope for peaceful reform. America remains torn between two men, Prince Maxon, representing new possibilities, and Aspen Ledger, her first love, now serving as a palace guard. When Aspen embraces America, her heart still flutters. His button bracelet hidden beneath Maxon's pearl bracelet symbolizes her dilemma: familiar comfort versus future promise. As she grows closer to Maxon, America experiences unexpected joy. During a spontaneous rainstorm on the palace roof, she realizes, "I loved Maxon. I could feel it solidly, like a physical weight in my chest." The triangle shifts when America's maid, Anne, confesses feelings for Aspen. Instead of jealousy, America feels peace. During Aspen's late-night visit, their once electric connection has faded to warm nostalgia, and she recognizes their romance is over. Just as America commits to Maxon, he discovers her with Aspen in what appears compromising. Their trust shatters, with Maxon declaring, "I refuse to marry someone who's been lying to me." Behind the palace glamour lies a darker reality. King Clarkson publicly humiliates Maxon and privately threatens America. When Maxon asks to join a diplomatic mission, the king dismisses him. When you're ready to behave the way a king should, you'll get to experience what a king does. America discovers Maxon's scarred back, evidence of regular beatings by his father. This abuse explains his cautious nature and reluctance to defy the king. Despite his privilege, Maxon lives under constant threat, unable to choose his wife or policies freely. Queen Amberlee reveals she once worked in a factory, dirty, hungry, and sometimes angry, but suppressed these feelings upon marrying. Her message to America is clear: control your passion to become princess. During the convicting ceremony, America learns the thieves being sentenced are political opponents. When her assigned criminal faces imprisonment for stealing clothes, she removes her jewelry as payment. This defiance enrages King Clarkson, who proposes replacing the selection with hand-picked candidates, revealing the process is manipulated rather than fair. Royal power demands sacrifices of freedom, authenticity, and morality. The selection finale erupts in chaos as northern rebels, disguised as palace guards, infiltrate the ceremony and open fire, killing Celeste instantly. The attack reveals true character. Maxon shields Chris while America freezes. When a rebel targets America, Maxon abandons safety to protect her, though Aspen reaches her first. Found bleeding heavily, Maxon confesses, "Break my heart. Break it 1,000 times if you like. It was only ever yours to break anyway." His near-death vulnerability strips away months of political maneuvering, revealing his true feelings, despite believing America had betrayed him. King Clarkson and Queen Amberlee both perish in the attack, thrusting Maxon into kingship while freeing him from his father's shadow. America finds Aspen wounded but alive. Their conversation brings closure as he admits he's moved on, they've both changed. Lucy's tender support of Aspen reveals their deep connection, showing how love can flourish amid tragedy. From revolution's ashes, a new future emerges. Recovering in bed, Maxon implements his vision for a more equitable kingdom, sharing with America his grief over his parents and determination to dissolve the caste system. Maxon presents America with a ring of their intertwined birthstones. His proposal reflects his near-death clarity. "When I was lying on the floor, all I could think about was all the things we'd never get to do." Through tears, she accepts. On their wedding day, Aspen escorts America down the aisle despite his injured leg. At the altar, he places her hand in Maxon's, acknowledging their new roles in each other's lives. As the ceremony begins, Maxon whispers, "Hello, my dear," and America playfully warns him not to start with that. America's journey transcends romance to symbolize Ilya's transformation. Their story concludes not with happily ever after, but with something more meaningful, beginning the work toward a better world through love.